Time to talk cycling from Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mall in Bendigo. Noel Sens himself is with us. Noel, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Robbo. Yes, I'm absolutely fantastic.
Well, I've heard that. That's the word around town. Hey, the seniors back in action this week, mate.
Yeah, it's been a long time, Robbo. Yeah, senior track racing is back on at Tom Flood this Thursday evening, as well as the juniors. The juniors have been going now for 3 or 4 weeks, and it's been really successful, the juniors. I actually haven't missed the seniors, Robbo, but I'm sure when they come back this Thursday night, I shall embrace them fondly.
Yes, okay. Tell me, with the seniors coming back and that, what's the situation now with people coming down to watch? Do you know the latest there?
Yeah, we've got a maximum number of 500 people. So everyone has to sign in with their phone when they go there or fill out a form. It's like an app. You take a photograph with your phone and that just shows that you're there. And you're only allowed to have 500. I don't think we're allowed to have the canteen. And we're not allowed to do any... I can't hand my microphone into interviews to other people and things like that. So, yeah, it'll be strange. And we're only allowed to have, like, 50 people out on the track at one time, like, you know, sort of thing, like warm-up or something. And, like, training's been very difficult. It's only been 10, but it's been increased now to, like, 50, the numbers. So it'll be right.
Yep. What about the weekend training, the Sunday training, particularly with the kids? Because I guess, you know, a lot would have started a lot earlier had it not been for, obviously, COVID-19.
Well, I feel for the kids a bit, Robbo. Like, just say we have 150 juniors in the club. I'm not sure of that number. We've only been allowed to take 30 over 3 hours. So a lot of kids' parents probably haven't wanted to fill out the entry app, the COVID app. And so we've only been getting not even 10, each hour. And so sometimes there might be 20 kids coming up over 3 hours. And there's a lot of kids haven't been training because they've just been in the too hard basket, I think. But I feel sorry for the little kids, the novices. Well, we have a novice cycling training program every year called J-Cycles, which is huge in Bendigo. And that's been going now for 15 years, and that's where our numbers have come from. And we haven't been able to run that this year because we haven't been able to do, contact sports.
Yeah.
To get little kids out onto the Tom Flood track, you have to get them on the grass and hold them and push them along and put their seat up and you're too close, so we haven't been able to do the novices. But we're hoping to by maybe Christmas time or something, Robbo, maybe introduce novices. So if any little kids want to take up track cycling, just hang in there. Eventually we'll get there and get them back out on the circuit too.
Yeah. Well, we know how popular it is in Bendigo and in central Victoria, so I'm sure there'll be plenty of kids waiting to do that. Noel, always good to chat. Have fun. It'll be a warm one there on Thursday night too. By the end of the week, what are we up to? 31 tomorrow, I think, but then up to high 30s for the Friday and Saturday at least. So, yes.
Okay.
All right, mate.
I won't have to take my jacket Thursday night, Robbo.
No, you won't. No, you won't. But wear something, rakishly fashionable in terms of a hat or something just until the sun sets anyway, okay?
Will do, mate. And we'll continue our conversation off air later on, Robbo.
No, that's a secret squirrel business, that. Good on you, Noel. Have a great week, mate.
You too, Mark. Keep safe.